تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: العلم وراثة كريمة، والآداب حلل مجددة، والفكر مرآة صافية.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Knowledge is a venerable estate, good manners are new dresses, and thinking is clear mirror."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. The beautiful persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is truly a persona in which an individual can talk for ages and still have more to talk about. Of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam is considered to be the living miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. We find that Imam Ali was, of course, nurtured, trained, educated, and raised in the house of the Holy Prophet. Truly, it is the miracle of the Holy Prophet that he was able to put forth something like the Qur'an, which of course was given to him by the Almighty Allah,
And on the other hand, you have this living being, this human being by the name of Imam Ali, which is yet another miracle of the Holy Prophet's training, educating, and nurturing process. Now, Imam Ali, alayhi salam, and his universal persona, he talks about this idea that when there are no people that are appropriate or people that really are capable of taking the knowledge of the prophets and taking the knowledge of the imams, then what happens is that this knowledge unfortunately dies away with the death of its bearer. And so, of course, when the appropriate people, when the proper people, when the capable people are not available to take this divine knowledge, then, of course, this knowledge will pass away with the bearer. Yet in this place where Imam Ali speaks to one of his faithful companions by the name of Kumail, he says to Kumail that, however, the earth is never devoid of those who maintain Allah's pleas, either openly or knowingly, or they are either hidden because they are afraid that the orders and the proofs of Allah will be fought against and rebutted. Now, just to explain a little bit here, and I want to start with the second half. This being afraid is not this fear for one's life. This is a fear which stems about from wanting to protect and keep intact the pleas and the proofs and the hujjah, the arguments of Allah from being destroyed or dismantled by an overwhelming power that can and if is able to will destroy these proofs of Allah. And of course, this kind of varies depending upon time and condition and the state of the society and the nation and the people. So, for example, one instance of this kind of hiding, if we want to say, is the fourth divinely appointed imam. Because of the governmental situation that was occurring during his time, he had to semi-hide himself in order to protect the hujjahs and the proofs of Allah. Now, this doesn't mean that he didn't do anything. It means that his stance was a little more conservative, if we want to say in very, in lack of a better term, or in the times of Imam Hadi alayhi salam, or Imam Jawad alayhi salam, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, the times of all these imams, we find that they had to have a relative form of being hidden in order to protect the proofs and the hujjah and the religion and the message of Islam and the message of Allah. The first half, of course, was that the earth is never devoid of these people. And so we should also always try to search for these people in every era, those who maintain and protect and promote and spread the word of Allah. A beautiful, profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين
إليك. Oh Allah, Verily, the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lean on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from Thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by Thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance. كل صبح وكل اشرب ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And it's appropriate to begin with this ayat from Surah Al-Hadid. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the purpose of sending the prophets and the messengers and the successors of the prophets who followed after them. Where he says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا Verily we have sent down رُسُولَنَا our messengers بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ We have sent down very clear guidelines for him, for all of them. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعْهُمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ And with this guidance we also send them the books and the measure to know what is haq and what is batil, what is right and what is wrong, what is just and what is unjust. All this was done for one purpose, لَيَقُومُ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ So that people, so that the human society may conduct itself on the basis of adl, justice and qist. Justice was the purpose. And when we look at the last message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent through the Qur'an, through our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this theme of justice continued through in the Qur'an, in the sayings of the Prophet, in the examples and the practice that he had. And this same sense of importance given to justice was continued among those successors who were the rightful successors of the Prophet. And of course, at the head of that group is our Imam. This issue of justice became so important that actually, if you look at the Islamic theology and the history of Islamic theology, you will see that this concept of justice is now fixed with the personality of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.